outrageous to say that these tapes that were submitted to my office involved a description of extramarital affairs or pornographic descriptions. The implication that my office was spending its time reading salacious reports about subordinates is a symptom of the poisonous atmosphere that is now characteristic of our public discussion. It seems to me that our national debate has now reached a point where it is possible for documents that have already been submitted to one committee to be selectively leaked by another committee without the benefit of any explanation, where public officials are required to submit their most secret documents to public scrutiny, but unnamed sources can attack the credibility and the honor of senior officials of the government without even being asked to identify themselves.